Theater 5 presents Bad News for Mrs. Bristol.
Ella? Hey, where's my gorgeous bride?
Back in the kitchen, Paul. You want me?
Yeah, I sure do. When you hear your master's voice, I expect you to come running.
Here I come, master. Oh, are you going out?
Yeah, I have to bid on a batch of secondhand books. Mm. How about a kiss for luck? Wow. Now I'll probably pay too much for the books.
You better not. There's a grocery bill that needs paying. What time will you be back, Paul? I'll have dinner ready.
Oh, about 6. Take good care of the shop, will you? And if any customers wander in looking for books, don't let them get away without buying.
Don't you worry. If necessary, I'll chain them to the radiator.
Yeah, but you would at that. So long, sweetie.
Bye, honey.
Oh, doggone, I forgot something.
What?
Another kiss.
Oh, Paul Bristol, you get out of here.
Hey, quit pushing.
How do you do, sir? May I help you?
Possibly. This bookshop's rather new, isn't it?
Yes, it was opened just about 3 weeks ago.
I'm told the owner is Paul Bristol, that right?
Yes, my husband. I'm Ella Bristol.
I see. Is your husband here?
No, I'm sorry. He went to pick up some books.
What time do you expect him back?
Well, he said he'd be home by 6.
Home?
Yes. You see, we have a small apartment back there behind the shop. But now it's almost 6:30, and I'm getting a little worried. A bride's anxiety, I guess.
You're newlyweds.
Well, sort of. Paul and I have been married 2 months. I don't know our stock too well, but perhaps I can help you. Is there any particular book you're interested in?
No. I'm not a customer. I'm a detective.
Oh?
Sergeant John Belshaw. I'd like to talk to you about your husband.
You... What's happened to Paul? Is he hurt?
Not that I know of.
Well, then what is it? Tell me.
I'd like you to look at a photograph. Yeah. Is this man your husband?
Yes. This is Paul. Where did you get him?
How long have you known him?
Well, a little less than a year, but why do
you... Where did you meet him?
At a dance in town hall. But look, you've got to tell
me
what...
Has he ever told you anything about himself or about his life before you met him?
Well, no, nothing specific. Sergeant Belshaw, why did you come here? Why all these questions about Paul?
Mrs. Bristol, I think you'd better sit down.
But why? Why?
This photograph is a police picture.
A police picture? Of Paul?
It's hard to tell you this, but your husband's real name is not Paul Bristol.
What?
It's Matthew Baker. Matthew Baker is wanted by the police. 16 months ago in Michigan, he escaped from a hospital for the criminally insane.
I don't believe you.
6 years ago, he strangled his wife in a bathtub full of water.
Oh.
He pleaded not guilty, was declared insane, and imprisoned in the hospital.
But my husband isn't insane. He's as normal as you are.
Did he ever mention having been married before?
No. If he had been, he would have told me. Well, don't you see? You have the wrong man.
No, we have definite proof.
Well, but when Paul comes back, he'll prove that you're wrong.
I doubt that he'll come back.
Why do you say that?
I think he suspected the shop was being watched. That's why he hasn't returned. I also think he'll try to see you or phone you before attempting to leave town. He may even suggest you're meeting him and running away with him.
And if I do meet him?
Agree with everything he tells you. Then tell me.
Well, do you realize what you're doing? You're asking me to trap my husband.
But for your own safety. The man's insane and a killer.
I don't believe it. And I won't do it. I won't. Paul is innocent and perfectly sane. And I love him.
Please listen to me. We're sure to catch Matthew Baker. This town and the whole county are covered. He hasn't a chance of getting away. If he's cornered, he'll put up a fight. An officer may be killed, or he may be killed. You're the only one who can keep that from happening. If you can get him to surrender, you can save his life. So what about it? Will you help?
Oh, I don't know what to do. I can't think.
Now make up your mind, ma'am. There isn't much time.
But I'm Paul's wife. How could you expect me to...
Answer it.
But it might be Paul.
Right. Now what have you decided?
Well, I don't know.
Go on. Answer it.
Hello?
Ella, this is Paul.
Yes?
Don't mention my name. Are you alone?
I
said, are you alone?
Yes, I'm alone.
Now, listen carefully. This is important. I want you to meet me.
Meet you? Where?
Walk down to Maple Street and stand in front of the school.
When?
Right now. Wait there till I come. Understand, Ella?
Yes, I understand.
I love you, sweetheart. Remember that. No matter what happens, I love you.
Paul, I love you too.
Is he gone?
Yes.
When and where does he want you to meet him?
Right now, on Maple Street, in front of the school. I'm to wait till he comes.
Okay. I'll leave the shop first and you follow in a minute or two. And don't be afraid. The police won't be far away.
You won't hurt him. Promise you won't hurt him.
We'll try not to. I promise you that. When you talk to him, tell him the police are all around. We'll move right in. You're a fine girl, Mrs. Baker. I'll see you shortly.
Oh, Paul. Paul. Please try to forgive me. Yes?
It's Paul again. You weren't alone before. I could tell by your voice. What about now?
I'm alone, darling. But listen...
Wait, there isn't time. I've got a new plan.
You're not going to the school?
No, but you go. Just as I told you to.
What?
Wait there for about half an hour. Then go back to the shop.
But aren't you going to meet me at all?
Of course, but later. Now listen, pack a bag and gather up all the cash we've got. Remember our bench in the park?
Yes.
Meet me there as close to midnight as possible. And don't leave by the front door. Go upstairs and walk across the roofs. Come down to the vacant house on the corner, you know, the way the kids do. Understand?
Yes.
Good. Now go to the school and wait. I'll see you in the park at 12. Love me?
Oh, you know I do, Paul.
That's my girl.
Tired out, Mrs. Baker.
Oh, I am tired, Sergeant.
I'm sorry your husband didn't meet you at the school. It would have been all over by this time.
Oh, Paul must have known somehow that the police were watching. Oh, I'm sorry. But you must be worn out yourself. Why don't you leave me now and get some sleep?
Not just yet. He might phone you to explain why he didn't show up.
Oh, I don't think he will.
Would you go away with him if he asked you to?
I don't know.
You still don't believe that he murdered his wife and that he was found insane?
I believe those things happened to a man named Matthew Baker.
A man you know as Paul Bristol. He's not responsible for his actions. And if you go away with him, he might do the same thing to you someday.
Paul wouldn't hurt me. I'm not afraid.
Well, as long as you stay inside, you'll be all right. The police will be watching this building all night.
Watching the building?
Yes, we've got men at the front and back.
Oh,
now, I suggest you go back to your apartment and go to bed.
All right.
If the phone rings, I'll call you to answer it.
Very well, Sergeant. Oh, I think I will go to bed.
Fine. I'll stay here another half hour. If your husband isn't caught during the night, I'll be back early in the morning.
Paul?
Right here, Ella.
Oh, Paul. Paul, hold me.
Later. We've got a lot to talk about.
But won't you kiss me?
Huh? Oh, sure. Now, look, tell me, did anybody see you going across the roof?
No, but the police are watching the building.
They told you everything about me?
Everything about Matthew Baker.
But you came to me anyway. Why?
I love you, Paul.
Not Paul. Matthew. Matthew Baker.
Oh.
They said I strangled my wife in the bathtub.
Oh.
I escaped from a hospital.
Yes, Paul, they told me all that.
And you still love me?
Well, you're my husband. But I want you to give yourself up.
Give myself up? Why?
We'll fight to have you proven innocent.
Not a chance. They say I'm crazy. But I've proved that I've been able to make a living, that I'm not crazy, but that won't make any difference to them.
But it will, Paul. We'll show them that they're wrong, how wrong they are.
Oh, you don't understand, Ella. The only way I can be free is to keep running away.
They'll find you again. No, darling, we must prove that you didn't commit that crime.
I didn't. That's the awful part of it. Somebody broke into the house that night, then got away. But they accused me. Then they put me away in that place.
Oh.
I couldn't stand it, so I got away and changed my name. I couldn't tell you about
it. Paul.
I didn't want you to know, ever. You believe me, don't you?
Yes, Paul.
Tonight, I wish we'd never met each other.
Oh, don't say that. I'll stay with you. I'll fight with you.
It's no use. It's no use. I've got to run away again.
Not without me.
You mean you'd come with me?
Anywhere, Paul.
Oh, my darling.
But how can we get out of town? They're watching.
Well, we won't try right away. Listen, Ella, this afternoon I took a room in a little hotel. We could stay there for a few days. The police can't watch forever. Shall we go there tonight? To the little hotel?
Yes, Paul. Anything you say. Anything at all. Paul, you've been pacing this room since dawn. I wish you'd lie down and rest a little.
I can't rest, Ella. I've got to think of a way to get out of this town.
But last night you said you wouldn't try right away. You're going to stay here in the hotel for a few days until the police stop watching.
They'll never stop watching until I'm dead.
Don't say that. Never say that again.
You don't understand. You've never been hunted.
Oh, Paul, come over here and come and sit beside me.
All right, now what?
Well, let's talk sensibly.
Sensibly? What do you mean by that? You think I haven't been talking sensibly?
Well, of course you have. I only meant
Or do you think I've been talking like a lunatic?
Paul, no.
That's exactly what you think. You're like all the others. You think I'm out of my mind.
I don't, Paul.
What are you going to do? Huh? Call the police? Turn me in?
No.
You are. I can see it in your face.
Paul.
You're trying to trap me,
now,
Ella.
Paul, calm down.
You've got it all planned.
Paul.
Good Lord, I can't even trust my own wife.
Oh, Paul. Oh, don't. Take your hands away.
What? What did you say?
Oh. Paul, you were choking me.
Ella. Ella, forgive me.
Go away. Don't come near me.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't realize it. Ella, come here.
Don't touch me. There is something wrong with you, Paul. There is.
No, I didn't mean it. I couldn't help it. All of a sudden, my head seemed... No,
yes, I know. Get away.
Gosh. Darling, I just realized. We haven't had any breakfast.
Oh, that's right. Paul, we need food. Go get me something to eat.
I will. There's probably a dining room
downstairs.
Oh, yes,
I'm sure there is.
I don't know how I could have forgotten that. Now, you wait right here, sweetheart.
Yes.
And I'll be back in a few minutes.
Oh, dear God. Listen, this is room 204. You've got to help me.
You crazy fool, what are you doing?
Paul.
I heard you. You were calling the police.
No, I wasn't.
Liar. You hypocrite. You Judas. You were turning me in.
Listen, who do I talk to about that Matthew Baker, you know, the one in the newspaper?
You got some information?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, hold on. I'll give you homicide. Homicide, Sergeant Belshaw.
Hey, look, this is Alan Harris, manager of the Diamond Hotel. Yeah, you know this Baker, the one they call a mad killer?
What about him, Mr. Harris?
I think he's upstairs in the hotel, him and his wife.
What makes you think so?
Well, the switchboard buzzed just now, and when I plugged in for room 204, the lady called for help. And she stopped and dropped the phone. Sounded like somebody put a hand over her mouth.
Go on, what else?
Well, they left the phone off, see? And when I listen, I hear them yelling to one another. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think you better come down here and check it out.
I'll be there in 5 minutes. Keep listening to room 204.
Admit it, Ella. You were trying to betray me, weren't you?
No, Paul. I was trying to help you.
By turning me over to the police?
Yes. There is something wrong with you, Paul. You're a stranger to me, a completely different man. And Paul, I once knew would never have attacked me the way you did.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. All I can say is, please try to forgive me. Will you do that, Ella?
Oh.
And will you go away with me as you promised?
I can't, Paul. Not now. You must go back to that hospital where your sickness, whatever it is, can be cured.
But I'm not sick. I'm not.
Oh, Paul.
You're talking like all those other people. Don't you love me anymore?
I did love you. And I could love you again. But only if you give yourself up. Will you do that, Paul? It's our only hope.
I don't know. I need time to think it over.
Paul, won't you please give me the key so I can unlock the door?
I'm sorry, Al. I can't hear you.
Paul, what are you doing?
Filling the tub, darling. What does it look like?
Are you Mr. Harris?
Yeah.
Sergeant Belshaw, what's been happening in 204?
Oh, not much for the last couple of minutes.
Is their phone still open?
Yeah, but I don't hear anything right now. So, you know, after I called you, I listened like you told me to. I heard somebody walking up and down, then I could hear talking, and then I couldn't make out what they were saying. Except one thing. I think they called one another Ella and Paul.
Then it's our man. Paul is Matthew Baker.
Gee, I sure hope nothing's happened to that lady. Wouldn't be so good for the hotel.
Oh, very thoughtful of you.
You know what I mean. Hey, where are you going?
Upstairs to 204. Keep listening through your switchboard.
Yes, sir. Hey, wait. Come back.
Well?
Sounds like somebody in 204 just picked up the phone.
You sure? Let me listen.
Hear anything?
Shh. Hello. Anybody on this line?
Yes. Who's speaking?
Are you Matthew Baker?
Who's speaking, I said?
Detective Belshaw in the lobby. You're Baker, right? Is your wife up there with you?
Yes.
Is she alive?
What do you mean, is she alive?
If Ella can speak, put her on.
No. I don't think I can do that.
Okay, Baker, I'm coming up.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Why not?
I'm supposed to be crazy, remember? While you're breaking the door down, anything could happen.
All right, I'll wait here. Open the door and come on down. If you're not on the stairs in 2 minutes, I'm coming up, and don't forget, I've got a gun.
I'm sure you do.
Your wife loves you, so give her a break. 2 minutes, Baker, so make up your mind.
Well, Sergeant, there's your 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going up. Stand by the switchboard in case I need you.
Yes, sir. Hey, wait. That's 204 calling.
Give it to me. Belshaw here. You calling me, Baker?
Yes. I've decided. I'm coming down. And you can put your gun away.
Okay. I'll be waiting at the bottom of the stairs. You'd better stand aside, Harris. He's coming down.
The lady, too?
He didn't say. Say a prayer, will you?
Yes, sir. I'll try. Hey, I'm coming, Sergeant.
Is that you, Baker?
Yes, it's me.
Where's Ella?
Who?
Ella, your wife.
Oh, you want Ella? Come on down, sweetheart. There's somebody in the shop.
Yes, Paul. I see him.
Are you all right, ma'am?
Yes, I'm all right.
I'm very glad to see you. Hold out your hands, Baker.
Isn't that funny, Ella? The customer's chaining me to the radiator.
Yes, Paul. So I see.
All right, Baker. We're ready to go now. Mrs. Baker, there's a squad car for you. You'll follow us down.
Very well. Oh, Sergeant.
Yes?
You will treat him gently, won't you?
Yes, ma'am. I promise.
Theater 5 has presented Bad News for Mrs. Bristol, written by Albert G. Miller, produced and directed by Bill Gately. In the cast, Ann Houston, Ed Zimmerman, Jackson Beck, and Sam Raskin. Audio engineers Marty Folia and Neil Pultz. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.